The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to Faith and Retirement, where your financial journey meets biblical wisdom. I'm Tom Levine, and with us, as always, is certified financial planner and Christian financial strategist, Jay Peroni. Jay, it's great to have you back.
Always good to be here, Tom. I'm excited for today's conversation. Really important conversation today.
Well, I've been thinking about this. Let's start with a story. I mean, do you have a listener or a client success story you can share? Something that shows how faith-based financial planning can lead to meaningful results.
Absolutely, Tom. A couple came to us and they had $3 million saved in what I call prosperity paralysis. They loved the Lord. They gave faithfully, but were frozen in fear, afraid of making the wrong decision in retirement. When we reviewed their investments, we found that nearly half their money was unknowingly supporting companies that were supporting things like abortion, pornography, anti-biblical agendas. And the wife actually broke down crying. She said, "We've spent our lives trying to raise godly children and support missions. And now I found out my money was working against all of that." So we really helped them shift into a biblically responsible strategy. We created some donor-advised funds to help support their local ministries, built a retirement income plan that gave them peace and purpose. And they've sent me pictures from their mission trips, Uganda, standing in front of a church they helped rebuild. It's not just retirement, it's about legacy. That's really what it is, teaching the next generation, passing that wisdom, what's important to mom and dad so that the kids and grandkids truly know what was important to mom and dad.
I think the Holy Spirit puts those passions in our heart. It says in 2 Chronicles, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." Jay, I know you well enough to know you're deeply rooted in Scripture. Is there one Bible verse that inspires your approach to finances, your clients, and even how you serve listeners?
Absolutely. I'm a planner first. I don't sell products. I'm a fiduciary. I want to sit down and get to know my clients very intimately. And one of the verses that really drives my everyday, that gets me jazzed, excited to wake up every day, is Proverbs 16:3, which says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." And it all starts with that plan. If you don't have a plan, you do have a plan. It's just not on paper, and it's kind of just haphazardly going through life. And to me, it's more than a verse here. It's a mission. And I remember I had a client, Steve. He came to us. He was retired. His numbers were his thing. He was really passionate about his numbers. But after his wife passed, he was lost, both financially and spiritually. And he came to me with these spreadsheets, the binders, everything mapped out. And he said, "It all feels empty now. It feels like I have no passion, no purpose." Well, we prayed together, Tom. We restructured his finances for kingdom impact, and we even planned out some legacy gifts in his wife's honor. And what a difference. He came from this, you know, kind of depression, this really sorry look, and he was excited every time he came to see me again. And a year later, Steve told me, "You helped me turn grief into giving." And he now funds scholarships at a Christian school in her name, and says for the first time, he finally has meaning in life. And that's the power of committing your plans to the Lord. He can take our mess and build something beautiful for His success. And that's what we try to do at Faith Investor Services. We've got a whole team that really just maps out, looks at, you can get your financial advice anywhere, but is your advisor a Christian? And is he helping you, guide you, stewardship in a biblically responsible way? And that's what we can do. If your advisor's not talking about estate planning, taxes, legacy, you need to find another advisor. And we'd be more than happy to give you a second opinion. You can go to faithandretirement.com, get a free 30-minute review, and we'll go through and help you like Steve.
I love that idea of legacy gifts. And friends, don't let your legacy be left to chance. Take a step toward clean investing, financial confidence, eternal impact. And you can start by scheduling your free 15-minute consultation today at the website faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. And one conversation really could shape the future of generations. Jay, the president is celebrating some major wins, a military strength overseas, some big legal victories at home. Does any of this trickle down to our listeners? And are Christian families seeing any direct economic benefits?
Well, they certainly can, Tom. The political wins often drive short-term confidence, but long-term uncertainty remains. I'm reminded of Proverbs 27:1, which says, "Do not boast about tomorrow," right? We don't know what tomorrow holds. I once had a client who was overexposed to energy stocks, for example, and it was a season of government deregulation. He thought, "I'm going to put everything into energy stocks. This is going to be an easy layup." Looked like a windfall for him until oil prices collapsed, and all of a sudden his retirement plans nearly did too. He didn't take our advice. The experience taught him one thing, and it also teaches us a constant lesson, which is you don't build a house on policy, you build it on principle. And that's why we build faith-aligned portfolios that aren't swayed by the headlines. They're grounded in truth. Markets can shift, presidents change, but here's the constant: God's word remains steadfast.
Here's one of our offers we have for you today. It's absolutely free and there is no obligation. And you can get your free ebook from Jay. He's written it and it's called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. And that's really important. It's unapologetically Christian. And don't wait, get your free download right now while you're thinking about it. Jay, the Dow has been climbing at or near record highs for the last week or so. Should our listeners be optimistic or cautious as they plan for living in retirement?
Well, the market looks great on the surface right now, Tom, but it doesn't mean the foundation is secure. There's still a lot of threats. You've got inflation. You've got, you know, a lot of turmoil still in the Middle East. You know, the ceasefire could blow up at any moment, no pun intended there. But, you know, things have to really be monitored carefully. It's all about having a solid plan. And it reminds me of times like 2008, whenever, you know, the market was starting to get dicey. You remember the real estate financial collapse? I had a client. And she had doubled her money thanks to technology stocks. And she said, "It's all going to go to the moon." And I said, "Okay, let's just create a diversified plan. Let's take some winners off the table and just shift things around. Because if the tide goes out, you don't want to be left, you know, naked, you know, just kind of everything getting blown up." So what we did is we started to look at locking in some gains, moving a portion over to income and other alternatives. And then when the crash hit in 08 and 09, she called me and said, "Jay, that one move we made when you were telling me I was just convinced that technology was going to the moon and you talked me out of it saved my retirement." And it wasn't luck, Tom. It was really discipline. And that's why we use a biblically based bucket strategy. We have everything covered from short term to intermediate to long term, both risk and stable investments. It's like having Joseph store grain in the fat years for the lean ones. When you segment your money into safety, growth, and alternatives, you're not just investing, you're preparing. And that's what we help you do at Faith Investor Services.
We are talking to Jay Peroni, and this is your place for biblically responsible investing. And we're calling this episode Conviction, Capital, and Calling: Retiring with a Purpose in a World of Uncertainty. I watched that movie, The Big Short, a little while ago, and that is about the financial crash you just referenced in 2007, 2008. There's a lot of confidence in the markets right now, though. But Jay, do you think that confidence is sustainable, or are there warning signs that Christian investors should particularly be watching?
Well, think of it like pruning a tree, Tom, right? It may be blooming, but that doesn't mean every branch should stay. And that's really when the markets are at all-time highs like they are right now, it's a good time to evaluate risk, because a lot of times if stocks do really well, they can overtake the portfolio. If you started with, say, a 60% allocation to stocks, stocks have a good run, you may now be at 80% and taking a lot more risk than really imagined. Or maybe you've been so conservative, you have it all parked in the bank and you're kind of burying your money like the, you know, the just kind of putting your money away. I had a client once, right? He was really focused on just trying to find the best ideas. Every year he'd put his money into stocks, you know, the hottest stocks from last year. And the markets will go through these ups and downs where the winners become losers, the losers become winners. And really, when the markets are at highs, it's really a good time to reevaluate, because if you're chasing trends like this client was, he found that he was not only not keeping up with the market, there were years where the market was up and he was actually losing money. So we use these types of times when the market is stable to really reevaluate and say, okay, let's look at when the next downturn happens, are you properly prepared? And that's really what good financial planning is about. It's not just investment results. It's looking at how do we reduce your taxes? How do we make sure you're keeping up with inflation? How do we make sure if you or your spouse needs to go into a nursing home, you're protected? And that's really what rebalancing and a financial plan can help you do. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services, really take that big picture approach and then drill down and help you make sure you're properly positioned no matter what the markets are doing.
If you want to learn more about Jay and this biblically responsible investing idea, you can do so at faithandretirement.com. And you can pick up the phone. There's no obligation to call Jay. He's extremely accessible at this number, 800-270-7310, and ask your family's questions. How can a faith-based retirement plan help people stay grounded during times when there's political or economic uncertainties?
Well, we start with three simple questions, Tom. And the first is, what do I own? Why do I own it? And does it reflect my values? And that's a very deep conversation because I often find that people, when we look at their portfolio, it doesn't match their faith and values. They're supporting things like abortion, pornography, countries that are persecuting Christians. They're spending their hard-earned money and sending mission money, and they're writing their tithe check to their church, but then they're supporting things that don't line up with their values. I had a widowed teacher once. She was unsecure about her finances. She had a strong pension, but we looked at her mutual funds and they were all over the place. There was no alignment, no protection. And what we did is we built a plan with some fixed income, some gold, some biblically responsible funds, and gave her a giving plan for her church. And she later said, Jay, I finally sleep at night knowing my money's aligned with my faith. And that's a huge difference. People aren't aware of it. That's what we're doing this show for, to get the word out that you can invest according to your faith and get good returns. It doesn't have to be either or. There's no guarantee, of course, but certainly I'd rather play my investments on the side of God and trying to line up and be a more faithful steward than going the world's way. And that's what we try to help our clients do.
I really want our listeners to have peace of mind and to sleep well at night, like you're talking about. If you're listening and wondering, is my plan built for the next 20 years, or is it vulnerable to the next headline? Then let Jay and his team help. Schedule a free retirement review, and you can do that right now. It's easy and simple and free and no obligation. Faithandretirement.com. And get the clarity you need, protect your values, and walk into retirement with some confidence and purpose. It's time for a quick break. We're going to be back more with Jay right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Welcome back to Faith and Retirement. We're going beyond the headlines into things that matter to you, like taxes and faith-aligned investing, and how to wisely diversify your portfolio for today's economic climate. Jay, this is really where the rubber meets the road for many high net worth Christian advisors. So a lot of people assume that they're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. And I've always thought that. Is that a safe assumption or potentially a costly mistake?
Well, Tom, it's one of the biggest myths I see, unfortunately. I recently had a couple in their 70s. They had no mortgage, no earned income, and they thought they were in the clear. And they just wanted to get a second opinion. Jay, are we in good shape, bad shape? But between the required minimum distribution, Social Security, and their investment gains, they actually ended up in a higher tax bracket than when they were working. So taxes actually went up for this couple. Worse yet, they hadn't done any tax planning. In one year, that when I was looking at their portfolio, they were hit with $24,000 in unexpected taxes. They were absolutely stunned. We stepped in, we helped them restructure. We did some Roth conversions, some charitable giving, and some smarter withdrawals. And then this next year here, they're going to cut their tax bill in half. So again, just a little bit of a plan, some minor shifts can make a huge difference. The truth is, retirement doesn't make taxes disappear, but with some proactive planning, you can write a very different chapter, one with more freedom and a lot less fear.
Call Jay and the team and say, we need to have a quick chat about our family finances. And be sure to leave your name and phone number. There's no obligation. Doesn't cost you anything to ask questions. And Jay, you mentioned the phrase second opinion. Is that something you feel free? You do for free for people who have questions?
Absolutely. If you're going it alone, you're a self-directed investor, you're managing your own portfolio, or maybe you have an advisor. I've had people that have had advisors for 30 years and they switch over to us because we're showing them a biblical approach. They may have a Christian advisor. They're still doing things the worldly way. They're not talking about legacy, estate planning, saving money on taxes, long-term care. We're financial planners first. We're not pushing product. We're looking at what's in your best interest and how can we direct and protect what you've worked so hard for.
You work with a lot of high-income Christian families who have been blessed by the Lord across the country. What's your favorite tax reduction strategy that most people tend to forget about?
Yeah, over my 30 years, my favorite actually is donor-advised funds, hands down. And here's why. They're a powerful way to give more to the kingdom and less to the IRS, right? Everybody wants to cut out Uncle Sam. He's an uncle, but he's not a good uncle, right? He takes a lot from. So I worked with a business owner years ago. Her name was Lisa, and she had $300,000 of highly appreciated stock, did really well in technology space. And if she sold it, she would have paid around $60,000 in capital gains taxes. But instead, we used a donor advised fund, and she got the full tax deduction, avoided those capital gains, and was able to fund some local ministries, global missions, and even establish a scholarship in her father's name. And she told me, I never thought I could be generous at this level. You showed me how to multiply my impact. And that's really the beauty of stewardship. When you plan wisely, you can give so abundantly, but it takes planning, preparation, and having a good financial advisor that can really help you sort through the maze of the tax codes, as well as all that's going on in the financial world.
A couple more questions here about biblically responsible investing, Jay. Are clean companies easier to find now, or is it getting harder for you to avoid businesses that are contradictory to Christian values?
Well, still, Tom, there's only about 7% of the entire investment universe that fails the biblical screens. It's mostly those big, giant companies. But thanks to technology, it's actually more easy today than it was, say, 10 or 15 years ago. We screen thousands of stocks and funds, filter out the companies that are violating biblical values, things like abortion, pornography, anti-family agendas, and even some of the woke ESG mandates. I had a woman, Donna, she sent me her portfolio. She's like, Jay, I don't want any woke companies. I don't want to have anything supporting abortion. I don't want to be supporting anything like that. And she just said, I always trusted my advisor that he was looking out for what I was supporting. But when we screened her portfolio, nearly 30% of it failed the screen. She was involved in abortion like she didn't want to be, gambling. She was really brokenhearted. We rebuilt her portfolio from the ground up, made it biblically aligned, diversified, but still targeting strong returns. And she later told me, Jay, for the first time in years, I feel like my money and my faith are on the same page. And that's just a win for us, win for the kingdom, win for us at Faith Investor. That's what we love to do. And it was certainly a win for her because now she had her money and her faith in alignment.
Well, you've done such a great job with our family finances. And when we had it screened, I don't know if you remember, but it was 81% dirty. Nice. And I was just shocked that the money we had been saving working in Christian ministry jobs basically was going to support all these things. Many of our listeners are curious, I know, about gold, silver, crypto. Do those kinds of investments even belong in a faith-based retirement plan?
They can, Tom, if used with wisdom. We often recommend model allocations, and 5 to 10% in gold and silver, even Bitcoin, can be a hedge against inflation and currency risk. The dollar's down almost 9% this year, and Bitcoin, gold, and silver have been skyrocketing. And that's really just a defense plan as part of our plan. We're not throwing all of our money there. We're not allocating huge amounts, but just a little bit can go a long way. A client recently, John, he was a retired military officer. He had faith in the system, but he also knew how quickly governments can shift. And we allocated about 8% of his portfolio into a mix of some gold, some mining stocks, some cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. And a year later, the markets dipped, inflation rose, and that small slice helped stabilize his portfolio. Like earlier this year with the tariffs, his portfolio was looking really nice. The markets were down, he was up. And he said to me, that peace didn't just protect my money, it protected my peace. And that's really what it is, peace of mind. It's not just chasing returns. It's about reducing your vulnerability and making sure you're not susceptible to the huge swings in the market. And these tools, gold, silver, commodities, managed futures, we use a lot of these things as a hedge against stocks and bonds.
We talk a lot about the American economy, but it really is a global economy that also impacts our listeners. With the U.S. dollar under pressure, Jay, and global debt rising, including in the United States, do you think now is a good time to invest in assets that are not tied to traditional currencies?
Absolutely. We're seeing the dollar weaken as our nation continues to print money, expand debt. Diversifying into commodities, global markets, and hard assets isn't fear, it's wisdom. Dividing and putting things into many different places is really what it's about, looking at not only U.S. companies and bonds, but also looking at foreign opportunities. And that's really what we try to do at Faith Investor Services, is have a diversified plan that consists of some high-quality stocks, both U.S., foreign, large, mid-size, small cap, and then also having some gold, silver, commodities, real estate, and other asset classes to help have a balanced portfolio. And really that helps to ride out storms that we see, like earlier this year, 2022, 2001, 2008. Just having that solid plan can help you weather those storms.
You talk a lot about diversification, and Ecclesiastes talks about the very same thing. Diversifying your portfolio is in the scriptures. In chapter 11, verse 2, it says, divide your portion to seven or even to eight, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on the earth. So don't put your eggs all in one basket, is basically the message. If someone's listening today and wants to make sure that their investments do not support abortion, anti-family causes, ESG agendas, how do they get started in practical terms with a biblically aligned strategy?
Well, the first place you start is with awareness. Most people are unknowingly funding things that go against their core beliefs. It's not like they make that choice on purpose. It's just kind of, I invest in my 401k or this fund, or I send my money to this company and they manage it for me. But really, once you start to look under the hood, and that's what we have, is those tools to do a examination of your portfolio, it really can be eye-opening. I had a pastor once who brought in his portfolio for the free consultation. He sent us all of his ticker symbols, his stocks, his ETFs, his mutual funds. And he said, I've preached against these things my entire life. I want to check my investments to make sure what I'm preaching, that my walk matches my talk. And we screened his portfolio together. I showed him the software we use. I looked at all of his funds. We went through them one by one. And he said, Jay, this is shocking. I was going to a denomination mutual fund, and they told me it was clean, and here you are showing me all of these violations. So we helped him clean it up, realign his investments, and he looked at me and said, now I feel like I'm finally preaching with my portfolio too. And that's really what we try to help people do, is really provide that awareness, that enlightenment, and that really, it really empowers them. That's really what it's about. And it's a moment, becomes real. It's not just numbers, but it's about conviction. If you're ready to make that kind of switch, get clarity, we offer free screening. You can go to faithandretirement.com, set up a free consultation, send me your tickers, send me your statements, whatever is most easy for you. It's a simple, powerful, and it might just change your financial future, but more importantly, it will give you spiritual peace. You'll know exactly what you're supporting, and we can show you alternatives. If you're supporting things that contradict your faith and values, we can show you an alternative to clean it up.
Thank you so much, my friend Jay. Do not fear. That's the message in the scriptures. And I just have to ask you, will you have the money you're going to need in retirement? Will you have enough? And what will your financial legacy be? If you're ready to clean up your portfolio, to reduce your tax burden, or explore things like precious metals and crypto in a biblical framework, well, Jay and his friends on their team can help you. Head over to faithandretirement.com, book your free consultation. That's what I did. Discover your portfolio, what it can look like when faith is actually your foundation. The website is faithandretirement.com, and you can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Tell your friends about this outreach ministry. Thanks for listening, and we will see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.